and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, the 5th of November, 2008, and the title of this podcast is Elections Are Over. My name is Anna, I am English. I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Elections are over. Beginners. Tuesday was the 4th of November, Election Day. Many people went to vote. They chose the person they wanted for president. There were two choices, John McCain and Barack Obama. The two men have been campaigning for more than a year. They have been traveling all over the United States, telling people about why they want to be president and what they can do for the country. They must be tired now. They must also be very excited to find out who has won the election. The man who wins will be president for 4 years. Then he can try again to be president one more time. You can vote when you're 18 years old. There are two ways to vote. On election day, you can go to a voting booth, which is a place where a person gives you a paper. You put your name on it and then vote. Or you can send in your vote by mail a few days before election day. I voted by mail. We will find out on Thursday who is the next president. Advanced. Finally, election day has come and gone. It is a relief that it is over. The two presidential candidates have been campaigning for almost 2 years. I don't know how they could keep up that pace for so long. They obviously are convinced that the race is worth it. Well, we will find out on Thursday who will be the head of the country for the next 4 years. The public has shown many emotions on television and through the media during this presidential race. Hope, anger, frustration, and nervousness are just a few of the emotions that have been demonstrated by people writing or speaking. Obviously, everybody hopes that the best person for the job will be chosen. But how do we know who the best person is? Can we tell by what he says? Can we tell by his experience in politics? What about the people who will help him? Do we know enough about them to understand if they are trustworthy and honest? I suppose, as with most jobs, we will find out after whoever is chosen has been working for a few months. As the saying goes, time will tell. That's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Goodbye for now.